We are learning Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shar Zeh Oila. He says, he goes to a certain cow, he says, this cow is Oila. Ubay Zeh, this house is carbon, I'm giving it to Hektish. Umeis, Hashar, Benafel Abayis, and the Shar dies, and the Abayis falls down. Patam Lo Shalom, because I said, this specific house, or specific Shar, is Kaddish. If it's not here, it's Hektish is lost. But if he says Shar Zeh Alay Oila, this Shar is Amia Oila, Ubay Zeh Alay carbon, this Bayis Amia is to bring a Hektish, Meis Hashar Nafal Abayis, still Chayav L'Shalom. Because he said Alay is Lashon of Achrayis. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that. But right now Gemara is saying Alay is Lashon of Achrayis. It means Ami, I have to pay for it. Omar Rav Chiya Ba'aba, Loi Shonot Omar Demei Shar Zeh Alay Oila. Only if he says, the money that when I'm paid to the Shar, that should be Alay L'Oila, that's when it's Achrayis. Because there, the money is not here yet, so I can say, that's Alay means Achrayis. Ava Omar Shar Zeh Alay Oila, he says the word Shar Zeh Alay Oila, Kimut Omar Zeh, he says Zeh, Omei Sechai, Ein Chayav Achrayisai. I, the word Alay. Alay L'Avia Ka'amar. Alay means on me to bring it. And that's how I was saying. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Demei Alay. The Mishnah says, Shar Zeh Alay Oila means, he said, Demei Zeh Oila. The money of the Shar when I paid it. But if you actually say, this Shar is Alay Oila, even if you say the word Alay means I should bring it for a carbon. And it's not a Raya, it means a Chrayas. That's what Rav Chiya Ba'arav is Mechadashos. Meisve Asir Kasha, it says, Shar Zeh Oila, if someone says, this Shar is Oila, Halach is a shar is hektish, umayalim by there's me'ila on the shar because it's chal hektish on the guf of the shar. Meisay nignav ain't a chayav achrayusay because he says shar ze oila not chayav achrayus. But if you say shar ze olai oila, hashar is hektish umayalim by it is chal a kedusha on the shar. Meisay nignav chayav achrayusay, but you're chayav achrayusay in this case because you say a lie. So it's a first shakasha on Rabbi Chiya Barav. He'll answer the same thing. Here also he said the May. And I it says that Shar is Hekdash and Moyal and Boy. So the case was you said that this Oila should have a Kedushas Haguf Ladomim. It's like the Oila itself, the carbon itself, the animal itself is Mukdash Ladomim Ladomim Oila. It's Chal in the Shar. Shar is Hekdash until I'm paid it. And the money goes to Oila. So, and there, you're going to say, that's why, Yechayev Achrayis, because there the Alay means, Alay can't mean I should bring it, because the money's not here yet. And therefore, Alay means Achrayis. Freit the Gemara, in the Sefer, we'll say the Sefer in a second, we'll see, the Kamadami, Reshid Loi Kamadami. Why? It's going to say, it says in the Sefer, Demei Shar Oila, if you say the Demei of the Shar is Oila, Hashar is Chulun, Shar is only Chulun, Ve'ei Moilin Boi, there's no Me'ila on the Shar. Mei Se'ninu have any Chayev Achrayisai. Ava Chayev Achrayis Domav, once a Domav, once the domav is paid, then you're chayiv it. If you sold the shar and the domav is kaddish now you are chayiv b'achrius. You have to watch it. What do you see in this brisa? What you see in this brisa is that the sefer is talking about the mei. So it's mashma. The reish is not talking about the mei. So the more reish of sefer to come with the mei. Both reish and sefer to come with the mei. Different type of domav. Like we spoke out. Reish domav yikdash hashar lo domav. And the reish you will makdish the shar. What type of kedusha? Kedusha is domav. That it's kaddish that you're going to sell it. For mamoin hektish, v'seifa the ka'amar, you didn't make the animal hektish. It's like this: I'm going to sell the shar, and the money should be hektish. The kamlik shivo dom of yiktashu. When the money comes, it should be hektish. Great thing, Gemara. The seifa, how is it possible to be hektish? But you know the makdash of shar. I didn't sell the shar yet. I'm saying the money that comes out of the shar will be hektish. Especially if I make the shar itself hektish. I said it's hektish for domim. So it's chal right now. But here I'm saying, when I sell my shar, I want the money to be hektish. That's dovash loy bal oilim. How does it work? Omri hu doma rav hamani. Who's that? Rameyahi. The oma odom makdash dovash loy bal oilim. It's going to Rameyah holds a person can be makdash a dovash loy bal oilim. It's one version of the same teretz. Another version of the teretz is ikad amri omri rapapa la bayev amri la rama racham la rachista. It says, come on, Rameyah. The oma odom makdash dovash loy bal oilim. So he answered back, Amalib, Ella, come on, who else is like? Of course, yeah, it's like Rameyah, obviously. It's like Rameyah, holds Makdash Tovash Tov Leilam. So it comes out, there's two girsas in how to learn the Taina back that it's going to Rameyah. Either he said he had a Makasha, that what's Pshat, and he answers going to Rameyah, or he said, is it going to Rameyah? He said, yeah, who else? Now that same time of Machlekes we have on a different Shaila. Ikad the Masla Ha, on a different Brisa. The Braisa says, Amaske Baisa Chavera. You rent out your house, you have a villa in the Hamptons, you rent it out to someone, you know, for the summer. And the guy comes to the house and sees there's a nega there. When it's not, you got a nega. So Afi Shechol to Koyin, even though the Koyin said that this thing is a nega and you have to knock down the house, as long as the house is still standing, Omalai Reshach Panecha, he tells the guy, here's the vacation house, live here. Nozutsu, once you crashed it down, Chayav Laham Labai. So you have to give him a new house, you have to replace his new house. Zokta Braisa Vaita, Hikdishoy. Let's say you're a Makdashit. Hadarba, the person living there, Mailan Schayal Hekdish. I said, give the rent to Hekdish. So the Gemara says, as a Kasha, Hikdishoy Hadarba, Hikimotz Makdashoy. How can a person living there, the guy living in his vacation house, how can you Makdashit? Ishki Yakish Beisoy, Kodesh Amrachmana, my Beisoy Vishusoy, Chaka Beisoy belongs to you, I've called Vishusoy. And this doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to the Seicher. So the Gemara Hokkam, this is Pshan the Braisa. Hikdishoy Maskir, if the owner, while you were living there, he was makdashit. So Hadaboy, the one living there, malas chayal hekdash, has to give his money, his rent to hekdash. Break the Gemara, hekdisha maskir, if he was makdashit, hechidayaboy, heilai livet, live there, but me'ilo koyi, there's me'ilo to live in this house. You're not living in hekdash's house, me'ilo. Vesu, malas chayal hekdash, you give money to hekdash, keep in the mall, but once you use the house, it goes to chulun, there's no hekdash here. Because when you do me'ilo, you make it go to chulun. So the Gemara, you know what the case of Hekdash was? He wasn't Makdash the house. The case was, the Omar, the owner said like this, any rent that you give, I want it to be Hekdash. The Omar, Kshiyove Shchari Yekadash. And therefore it says you have to give it to Hekdash because it became Hekdash. Freit the Gemara, V'ayon the Makdash Dov Shavu Elam, how could the Maskir, which means the owner, Makdash the rent didn't come yet. It's Loi Dov Shavu, it's Dov Shloi Bala Elam. The another version of the same taina is, are you going to quote the so I'm answer back, come on, who else? So the same Shakavat Harya on this Bryce, like I had the Bryce before. The Bryce before was talking about being Makdash Ashar for the money that comes out of it when you sell it. And here we're talking about a case where you makdash the rent. And both cases say it has to go according to Rameyer, holds all the makdash dovash rabbi olam, and it just explains a different way of saying that we're going according to that mandi yamar.